Get out. Get out.
What's up? All right, no screwing around here, people. We've got some serious stuff to talk about on this Geek Out. We're going to be geeking out about some conspiracy theories. We're going to be doing a series on this.
A conspiracy series.
Wait, hold on. I did it backwards. Hold on. Take two. A conspiracy theory series presented by Team Awesome Inc. This will be a, I don't know, 5 to 6 part. I don't know, depending on how many conspiracies we have. And until until we get sick of them.
There's so many.
There's too many. But we're going to be geeking out about conspiracies for a while. So this first geek out, as the title suggests, we're talking lizard people today, people.
Yep.
Lizard people. They're everywhere, but we can't see them because they're invisible. But
shapeshift.
We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, we'll get to all that in a minute. But don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. We have a live podcast we do once a week at Soundcast. Check that out, soundcast.fm. Follow their tweets at soundcast.fm. And of course, our YouTube channel where we do trailer reactions and all kinds of movie reviews and stuff like that. All nerdy things is Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike. Subscribe to that for free. Download and like. It really helps us out, guys. Thanks. But yeah, join with Armando Aranda, musical improv comedian with me on Space Mango. Space Mango?
That's a thing.
That's our thing. All right, let's try that again. Space Mango. That's our thing. Okay, sure, why not? That's what our thing is. We're going to have a show at some point. That's a yes. So check that out at LaluzNYC.com. Follow their tweets at LaluzNYC. That's with Adriana Santiago and Stoddard Blackall. Stoddard Blackall does the music for the show. So if you enjoy the music for the show, go to StoddardBlackall.com. StoddardBlackall.com. It took me a while. Sorry, spelling is hard. Words and things are hard. All right, Armando, no more fucking around. Before we get into the actual description and details about the lizard people, I want to know how you discovered the lizard people in your life. When did you first come across this conspiracy theory?
It's probably just came across like
I've heard of this before.
The only thing I've heard about
A TV show. There was a TV show a long time ago, in the 80s. That's when I heard about it, and it was just like, these people, they were aliens that looked like lizards, but they had human skin. I can't remember the name of the TV show. It was like the 70s or the 80s. They Live was kind of the same thing. That was a movie.
It was in the same vein.
Yeah. Of lizard people. They didn't look lizard-like, though. They were more like zombie
crazy
aliens. They looked like zombie aliens. It was like an alien zombie. But anyway, how did you discover the lizard people in your life, reptilians?
I'm sure I've heard it several times, but the first time I heard about it in depth was like the Jesse Ventura show.
What the fuck? Jesse Ventura did a thing on lizard people?
Well, yeah, his show was called Conspiracy Theory.
Let me tell you people, I was a Navy SEAL, and I've seen lizard people in the field fighting wars.
Sorry, no, that's more like Alex Jones than
that's probably Alex.
It's more Alex Jones.
Lizard people, listen up, everybody. Alex Jones is here.
So what did Jesse Ventura have to say about the reptilians, a.k.a. lizard people?
He went through all the evidence, the supposed evidence.
Yeah, it's great.
Did he
believe it?
No, he didn't believe it. Oh. He's like, they probably don't exist. Yeah.
Even Jesse Ventura doesn't believe in the fucking lizard people. Then you know it's fucked up as far as conspiracy theories go. Maybe we should cover the less real conspiracy theories because it's more like fan fiction for life.
Yeah, kind of.
But
I read it.
So when was this? How long ago was this that you saw that special?
Probably at least 4 years.
That's about the same time I really started to notice them. Not notice them. Like I've seen them in real life.
I've seen the lizard people at Petco.
they're in glass containers. It's horrible. We need to liberate the lizard people, if they're people, unless they're just stupid pets. Then fuck them. we'll dominate them like all other species on this planet. Regardless, the lizard people, I kind of found out about them like, it's odd. I was watching an episode of Doctor Who. There's a race of aliens because Doctor Who's a TV sci-fi show that's been around for like over 50 years. Mm. So they got a lot of weird like aliens that come across the show.
Yep,
and one of them is called the Cerulians or whatever I think they're called. And they're an alien race, very close to the reptilians and lizard people. They live underground. Mm. They wear fake human skin or disguises,
right?
But they look like lizard people underneath, but they live underground and have a whole secret society. Now, that was on Doctor Who, and I thought that was a Doctor Who thing. And then I heard about this reptilian lizard people thing being real, and I was like, what, did someone watch Doctor Who and think that this was like turned into a thing? Is this like Slender Man all over again, where everyone's like, Slender Man's real? And it's like, no, it was a contest online to create a disturbing image, a viral image online, and the Slender Man won. So it's not a real thing. So like, that's what I thought the lizard people were. Like, I didn't know it was a real conspiracy theory that the writers of Doctor Who were pulling from to right. make that episode, right. or to make those episodes back in the day. So this has been around for a while, the lizard people. The Silurians have been a part of that show for a while, right. Doctor Who. So, and also the TV show from the 80s that I mentioned that had people that were like lizard people. They said they were aliens that looked human, and they're like, we're aliens, and they wore glasses, and like they're red glasses, and they're like, we just want to live on your planet. We our planet's dying, and we just want to live peacefully. But it turns out that their planet wasn't dying. They were just trying to take over Earth and steal mm-hmm. our resources, and that they didn't look like humans too. They were lizard people. So that's how I kind of found out about them. I don't know much about the conspiracy other than what Doctor Who has told me and what I've seen on TV. But apparently, you know, we've pulled this up on a Wikipedia, doing our little Wikipedia research here, folks. And according to Wikipedia, they call them reptilians. They're also called reptoids, reptiloids, saurons, which is where I believe the Silurians came from in Doctor Who, or draconians, which is a cool name. I like draconians because it's like dragon. And the reptilians are purported reptilian humanoids that play a prominent role in fantasy, science fiction, UFOlogy, and conspiracy theories. The idea of reptilians was popularized by David Icke, a conspiracy theorist who claims shape-shifting reptilian aliens control Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. The Illuminati! Icke has claimed on multiple occasions that many of the world leaders are proposed by so-called reptilians. Possessed, sorry, not proposed, but possessed. All right, interesting. So there's some history here, the origins. Michael Birkin, professor of political science at Syracuse University, posits that the idea of a reptilian conspiracy originated in the fiction of Conan the Barbarian, creator Robert E. Howard. The first appearance of serpent men, is what they were called in literature, was in Howard's story, The Shadow Kingdom, published in Weird Tales in August 1929. So 1929, as far back as 1929. This story drew on theosophical ideas of the lost worlds of Atlantis and Lemuria, particularly Helena Blavatsky's The Secret Doctrine, which it's reference to dragon men who once had a mighty civilization on a Lemurian continent.
Lemurian continent.
Howard's serpent men were described as humanoid with human bodies but snake heads, able to imitate real humans at will, who lived in hiding in underground passages using their shape-changing and mind-control abilities to infiltrate humanity. Which sounds very complicated. Clark Ashton Smith used Howard's serpent men in his stories, as well as themes from H.P. Lovecraft. Of course, H.P. Lovecraft is involved. Anything weird or creepy, there's always Lovecraft, or his influence is there somewhere. Howard and Lovecraft together laid the basis for the Cthulhu mythos. So the reptilian men helped lay the mythos for Cthulhu. Holy shit. This goes back, man. This is a deep cut, Armando. In the 1940s, a nonfiction writer, Maurice Durrell, wrote a pamphlet entitled Mysteries of the Gobi, which described a serpent race that had bodies like man, but heads like a great snake. And the pausing I took was how it was quoted.
Yeah, they were.
But heads like great snake, and an ability to take true human form. These creatures also appeared in Durrell's poem, The Emerald Tablets, in which he claimed the titular tablets were written by Thoth, an Atlantean priest king. Barkun asserts that in all likelihood, Durrell's idea came from the Shadow Kingdom, and that in turn the Emerald Tablets formed the basis for David Icke's book, Children of the Matrix. Then you get to the Matrix, and then simulated reality, blah, blah, blah. Alien abduction. Alien abduction narratives sometimes allege contact with reptilian creatures. One of the earliest reports was that of Ashland, Nebraska police officer Herbert Schreimer, born 1945, who claimed to have been taken aboard a UFO in 1967 by humanoid beings with a slightly reptilian appearance who wore a winged serpent emblem on the left side of their chest. Skeptics consider his claim to be a hoax. Interesting. So that's what we got so far on the Lizard Men.
Right.
You know, we can go into the politics here. It says, in the closely fought 2008 U.S. Senate election between comedian and commentator Al Franken and incumbent Senator Norm Coleman, one of the ballots challenged by Coleman included a vote for Franken with lizard people written in the space provided for write-in candidates. So they tried to write in lizard people during Al Franken's U.S. Senate run. That's kind of funny, actually. That suits Al Franken. So there's a little tidbit there. Armando, knowing all of this, what do you think about the lizard people as a conspiracy? What do you think about lizard people in general? Do you think there's any weight, validity to this? Where do you stand?
I can't find myself believing in the lizard people. I mean, like, I've seen, like, videos claiming to be...
Well, they're invisible.
Yeah.
And if they've been doing this for hundreds of years...
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they're so good at it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if they're that good at it? What if they're that good at hiding and being like, what? And they can, and they're lizard people. They could crawl up on the ceilings and walls. They're going to be invisible. One in this room right now. There's probably two of them. Right. One for me, one for you.
Yes.
There's probably one lizard person per person. Mm. Or maybe two. Mm. Who knows how many lizard people there might be out there? I'm concerned about this conspiracy. Not really. But you know what I mean. Like, as far as like, the idea, and I think this is like a deep-seated thing in human culture and human society, where we like to think that there's this secret sort of underground thing that we don't know about, that we're not a part of, and that it's like secretly controlling everything, and that we don't have to take responsibility for it. Yes. You know, like a lot of people want to think that, you know, like there's some secret society that's controlling everything that exists, and that secret society, it's not secret. It's not hidden. It's right in front of us. It's called the government. And not just our government. It's any government all over the country. All over the country. All over the America. Wait, you're telling me there's a world out there? There's a whole world other than America? Doesn't sound American to me. We better take care of them. No, but I mean, like any government all over the world is going to be corrupt and is going to be like run weirdly and strangely, and there's going to be, and it's going to be out of our control. But we don't know what they're up to. We don't know what they're doing. And so that inspires us to kind of create the idea of lizard people.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from with the whole government conspiracy thing, is like, because we don't know what they're up to, and because it's behind closed doors.
Well, I mean, we kind of know what they're up to. We see the effects of it.
But we don't know how they reach their conclusions. We don't know what their conversations actually are. We don't know what they're actually saying in those meetings, and we don't know what their actual rules are. We get what they tell us. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're supposed to trust
And I don't think it's just like, you know, one people or a group of small people.
It's the lizard people.
Well,
top 10% are lizard people.
Maybe
if we're going with that,
I could do that. Yeah, 1% actually. Yeah,
1% is 1%. Lizard people. But I thought they lived underground.
I say lizard people in quotes, but you know, it's just basically.
Yeah, you mean anyone who could be bad?
Yeah,
is a lizard person.
Yeah. Anyway,
I like the metaphorical version of lizard people more than a real lizard from
unfeeling.
Yes.
Unfeeling, just looking out for yourself. Like
only
you base animal instincts.
Yeah, I'm just a lizard person, man. It's all about me, man.
Exactly.
I am the lizard king. I can do anything. Jim Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, may he rest. In peace, drug-induced coma? I don't know. May he rest, however he wants to rest. Jim Morrison, this one's for you. You are the lizard king, and we are talking about your people. We only honor you. If there are
I'd like to see some evidence of it. Like, all the evidence I've seen.
Yeah,
like
evidence would be nice.
On the YouTube videos that popped up, they're like, ooh, look at the lizard people's disguise is coming off. And it's just some video that glitches at a certain point.
And, like, the camera caught the light a certain way, and it looks, like, green on their skin. It's like, look, the makeup's rubbing off. He's a lizard person. It's like, no, dude. dude. That's just a green piece of cellophane that the light hit. That's just legitimately.
That's just an error in the video.
It's swamp gas. It's a weather balloon. I mean, it's anything but what you think it is. That's all I'm saying. But I know what you mean, though. To put validity.
Same crap happened to movies that, you know, may or may not have illegally downloaded.
Whatever. That's life. Yeah. Like, you don't do it. Like, you people don't do it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, but, I mean, like, the idea of them being real is kind of cool. Mm. Like kind of cool. Yeah. It's horrifying as well. Like, mm-hmm. The cool factor is immediately outweighed by the horror factor, right. Which is, oh my God, there's a secret society of species that are not human.
Wants to keep us subservient to them.
That wants to just keep us subservient to them. Now, the lizard people could probably represent the top 10% or the top 1% of the world. If you want, you could use them as a metaphor for that. Or it could just be they really are lizard people. They really do exist. I mean,
well, that would make things a lot simpler.
Now, last time when I talked to you about the Mandela Effect conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. which I'm gonna count as part one of our conspiracy theory geek out. This is part two. I asked you on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think the Mandela Effect ranks? You said it was like an 8. Mm. You said a strong 8. You said if not an 8, maybe 7.5. And I said, whoa, that's pretty solid, man. So you're more on the side of thinking that that's real. And I did agree with you to an extent on that. I said a 4 or 5 because if it is real, I didn't really care because like I still got to go to work and like it's not like there's nothing I can do about it. But I can see it being real because I do take stock in the simulation theory. When it comes to the lizard people, Armando, out of 1 to 10, oof. Where do you stand on this conspiracy theory?
This particular one, I'd have to be, you know, with all the evidence and, well, yeah, lack of evidence.
Yeah, all the lack of evidence?
Yeah.
True evidence?
Yeah, I would, it would have to be 1.
A 1, yeah. I'm going to give it, I'll probably give it a 1.5 in hopes that if it is real, that lizard people don't come after me
in terms
and,
of,
like, try and destroy me or my family.
In terms of, like, actual lizard people, like, I would have to
as far as them being actual lizards species, I mean, like, half human, half lizard.
If we're speaking metaphorically, like...
Well, that would explain the plot of Mario Brothers. They weren't dinosaurs. They were lizard people in that movie, not the video game. The movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo and Dennis Hopper, like the greatest movie ever made. Mario Brothers. Yeah, that one.
I remember liking
that. That explains the plot of it. Lizard people.
I liked it as a kid. I'm not sure how it would hold up today.
Oh, it's shit today.
Oh, really?
It's so bad. But as a kid, it was great.
I loved it.
Lizard people, and that's kind of where we stand with lizard people. Lizard people as a the facts of it, believing it as an actual conspiracy theory, it's like fun fan fiction for reality. It's like,
I eat it all up. I click on those videos.
It's just fun to watch, like, what? Ooh, this might be real.
And something
it's
that not, could but, be real,
you know,
yeah.
You know it's not, but, you know, the fact that people have taken the time to say, well, this, then that, plus that equals lizard people. And you're like, you know what? That kind of makes some weird fucking sense, man. Like, how do we get from point A to point B? I don't know, but the ride was fun. And that's the whole point, I guess, of these conspiracy theories. We're just having fun with them. The only ones that we take seriously, we're probably not going to talk about because we don't want to get in trouble. The ones that are probably real. But other than that, I'm gonna say, 1.5. You got a 1 on the lizard people. Other than lizard people, what are some of the other secret beings or alien species? My whole thing was that, and this is a conspiracy theory that I brought up to you before. I can say it because I am white, so it's not like it's racist. But even if I wasn't white, you could still say it because it's hard to be racist against white people. I'm white, and I'm not offended by a lot of the stereotypes. You can't dance. It's true. I can't. You can't. Wait, what's another one?
Jump.
Yeah, you can't jump. It's like, nah, I can't jump. No, I'd hurt my ankles if I jumped too high. You guys, you're evil. that's probably true. We're all evil. Most white people are kind of evil. I'm not. I'm one of the nice ones. But they're saying one of the conspiracy theories is that white people are the lizard people. White people are the aliens. We're albino lizards. The reasoning for this is because white people don't behave the same way that other races behave throughout history, as in white people have been the ones who've done more genocide. White people are the ones who've had more wars, who've gone, who've caused a lot more problems, who've subjugated and enslaved people, took over lands, Australia had an indigenous people there, the Aboriginals, and then over in America we had the Native Americans. For fuck's sake. White people have kind of fucked up a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. It seems like we're not from this planet, because the rest of the species species, I say that as if I'm giving something away. I'm not giving anything away. No, but the rest of the human race tends to get okay. They tend to get along okay with each other. They go to war, but white people tend to cause more. That's my own personal thing as a white person. And I feel like it's, and my conspiracy theory on that is because we're not from this planet. We're actually from another planet where we fight each other all the time. But we were dropped down here, and that's why everything is fucked up.
Right, right.
And I know it sounds like, whoa, Mike, you're being really racist against white people. I'm like, well, look at history. I'm not saying all white people are bad. I'm just saying a lot of white people in the past did a lot of bad shit to a lot of non-white people, and that's kind of fucked up. So that's why I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
not that it needs to be said or brought up any more than it already has, but I think white people are aliens because of this.
Okay, cool.
I've heard about aliens living amongst us.
Yeah, I've heard of the Nordics.
Oh, the Nordic aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the different types. So apparently there's different types of aliens that live among us. It's very Men in Black. Mm. There's the traders, the ones who like to trade. They're smaller. There's the Nordic ones who are just tourists. They're really tall. Yeah, they look like super beautiful, apparently. They're just visiting.
Yeah.
They're literally just here visiting.
And,
I don't know why. I don't know what there's... But I guess
maybe it's a tourist attraction.
Well, if I'm not from another planet and I went to another planet, anything there would be cool.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm not on Earth and this is all. Even if they had cars that ran on gas and fossil fuel, I'd be like, whoa, it's an alien
car.
It's like whenever I go to any other country, I'm like, look at that. That's a car in London. Whoa.
Right.
It's a London car. I'm like, look, this juice is drinking Paris juice. It's orange juice. Oh, it's from Paris. It's orange
it
juice.
It says
juice.
Tropicana.
Yeah. Sir, it's Tropicana. Oh, it tastes so much better. It's French juice. I'd be down for that either way. So, maybe aliens have the same thing coming here. They're not scientists. They're just like people like us. They're tourists. Look at how different they are from us, these humans. They've got this funny little society and they're all so backward. Let's go and watch them. I can see aliens pulling that shit. Oh, let's just go watch them. Let's go watch them.
Well,
it's
you know, you turn on the National Geographic every once in a while.
Yeah. Let's see what the other animals are up to.
Yeah.
Let's see what the rhinos are doing today.
Or the less technologically advanced people. Yeah.
Let's see what the monkeys are up to.
The chimpanzees.
Yeah, let's see what the chimpanzees and the monkeys and the apes and the gorillas. Let's see what they're up to.
Yeah.
And let's see what indigenous tribes are up to.
Those bonobos have way more sex than you will ever have.
Oh, way more sex than anyone will ever have. The whole collected human race. One bonobo will have more sex than the entire collective human race. And I don't know why they have so much sex. It's not like they're going out of existence.
No. It's they
just do.
That's their way of life. They're basically, they use sex as a form of communication.
Do they use it as currency? Because that would be great.
I think that too, yeah.
Time to go change my lifestyle.
That's their currency, basically, their language.
I'm moving somewhere else, people. I'm moving to another country. Finally found my people. Going home to them, ladies and gentlemen. But as far as other hidden, there's the traders. There were the Nordics. The traders were the smaller ones, and the Nordics were the visitors, the aliens that came to our planet. There was another group, the Watchers or something, or the Studiers, or the ones that were the really skinny tall ones.
I've just heard of tall grays. They're short grays.
They're the really skinny, tall ones that they're observers. They literally just they're scientists. They observe. That's what I've heard about those. I don't know if though I, but you can go online and research all the aliens that are supposedly already walking around in human disguise. And you know, I mean, this is a theory that, you know, this is one of those things we've had as human beings, is that we're not alone on this planet. You know, on this planet or in this universe, we're not alone. There's another species that's just as smart as we are and just as advanced, and they're hidden. It's like we'd like to think that, because we'd like to, because you know, humans, we don't want to feel so alone in the universe, let alone on our planet. We don't want to feel like we're the only advanced species on our planet, let alone the universe. So why not create a mythos where we feel like maybe we have brothers and sisters from another species,
our imaginary friends,
imaginary lizard friends that are they're invisible and they wear disguises and look just like us, but they're. But this all sounds very convenient. No, it's real. It's all real. It's not. No one wrote this and put it online on Reddit.
If anybody has any good evidence about them,
yeah, honestly, we'll take any evidence on the Mandela effect or any evidence on the lizard people.
Right.
Any of those. If you have any evidence towards those two conspiracies so far, send it to our Gmail.
That's not just a glitch on a video.
No, don't send us bullshit glitches that are like, see, look, if you pause this video after 13
and
seconds.
And then with all the ominous music and everything scare us and all that stuff.
You know we're going to get flooded with that shit now, right? Like, they're going to be trolling the fuck out of us now. We have to sit through all this bullshit. You can send any of those links to our Gmail. It's teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. If you have any, you know, YouTube videos that you want to share that are more legit, not shitty ones, that would be great, preferably. Otherwise, you know, just feel free. I mean, we'll start the conversation with you guys if you can join us on our conversation about this stuff. We're going to be covering some more conspiracy theories throughout the month, this next month, and we're going to be doing an ongoing series. I guess if you guys want us to talk about certain conspiracy theories, let us know. So far, we've covered the Mandela effect. And we've covered lizard people.
Yep.
If you want us to cover any other conspiracy theories for Geek Out, let us know. Hit us up at Team Awesome Shows, Gmail as well. TeamAwesomeShows@gmail.com. On Twitter, it's at Team Awesome Shows. And of course, our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Again, that's yotina.podomatic.com. And we're live once a week at Soundcast. Go to their website, soundcast.fm. Check them out on Twitter at SoundcastFM. Armando Aranda and I are musical improv comedians. We're in Space Mango. It's a musical improv group with Andriana Santiago, Chris Erlandson, Stoddard Blackall. It's an all-star cast of improv gold. You'll love it. If you live in New York and you want to see our shows, go check out LaluzNYC.com. All right, Armando. As per usual, final thoughts on lizard people.
I think they're metaphorically lizard people. You know?
Metaphorical lizard people. I like that. We believe in metaphorical lizard people, but not actual fucking lizard people.
Right. Just think of the triune brain. Just think of the lizard part.
The lizard brain. The lizard part. All humans have a lizard part of their brain.
Yep.
And if you act like a dick, you're being a lizard. Being a lizard person.
Basically, yeah.
It's kind of like another way of like total lizard person, yo. Total reptilian mind, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's going to do it for this Geek Out. Geeking out. Complete.
This has been Team Awesome. Awesome. What a fun experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
We
here at Team Awesome.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.